Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 233, and today we're going to be talking about taking advantage of your most productive times. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? So before we get into today's topic, as usual, if the topic itself is not frugal, I'd like to share a frugal tip of the week so that there's some little bit of frugality in every episode. So this week's frugal tip of the week is if you don't already buy generic brand over-the-counter medicines, definitely consider it. Like, you don't, if you buy Advil, Tylenol, or like any of the, you know, name brand big over-the-counter pain relievers, skin creams, things like that, there is usually always a generic version, which if you look at the ingredients, it's the same exact thing, and they're much cheaper. So just throwing that out there, if you're not already doing it, maybe just consider that. It might save you some money. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about taking advantage of your most productive times. So do you know when you're most productive and how to take advantage of those times? So I think for the most part, you know, most of us know if we're a morning or night person. If you're a morning person, you probably can't get much done after dinner. Or are you maybe a night person who would rather die than get up early to get anything of any significance done? Like, I know myself, I'm definitely a morning person. I have even often said I wish I could brush my teeth at night in the morning so that I didn't have to get up and do it at night before I went to bed, because I'm like, have literally no energy at that time of day. And when I see night people staying up late and getting so many things done at that time, I'm like, how can they even do that? Because we're all different. So in order to make the most of our days, we need to know how and when we function best. And then within that, to take advantage and use that time as best as we can. And kind of knowing when we have those that higher level energy, it can really help us in planning out our day to get the most done when we have the most energy. So I think most of us kind of generally know if we have more energy like in the morning or at night or even like in the afternoon, but there's also other things that we wanna consider to take advantage of using that those highest energy periods during the day to get the most use out of that time, like to get the best use out of that time. So one kind of tip, I guess, is to be careful to not use your most productive time on low value things. So I heard a tip one time that it's really important to not start clearing the deck when you're feeling high energy and you're ready to really get some things done. You know, it can be tempting to get a bunch of those small things off your to-do list or kind of clear out all the emails that are in your inbox or kind of like cleaning the slate, you know what I mean? And just kind of getting all of those like little tiny things cleared up from maybe the day before or the week before or whatever. But those are usually like low value tasks, and you don't want to take all of that great energy and use it up on getting like all of those little things done. You don't want to use it, like I said, to like clean up emails or do things like that, because those are the types of things that you want to save for when your energy is lowest. You know, so it's kind of like, it can be tempting to look at your list and say, oh, I can like cross these five things off really quickly, but are those like really important things? That's what you really want to think about, because you don't want to take that really valuable time and use it on things that aren't super important or that don't take a lot of energy. So one thing I've found to be helpful is to try to create a separate to-do list for the day that just has like the most, maybe two or three important things on it that I want to try and get done, and focus on those first. Because looking at a long to-do list can feel overwhelming, and it can waste time by like every time you're done with one task, you're going to look at the list and reassess it and try and figure out like what you should do next. So if you just decide once by looking at your to-do list, picking a couple things that you'd really like to get done that day that are kind of more high priority, and putting those on like a separate list to just focus on those, and then go back later and see what else you can get done once those are already done. And at that time, once you've kind of accomplished a couple of those really important things, then maybe you want to tackle some of the lower energy things, like, you know, sorting through your emails, or maybe making an appointment that's been on your list forever. I know that's something that I always wind up putting off, that I, you know, doesn't take a lot of energy, but that's one of those tasks that I could say like, okay, I got some of these big things done, let me get this appointment made. So just kind of assessing and making sure you're really focusing on high value tasks, like things that you really want to get done, before you go to some of those lower energy and not as important things. And this is in your home and at work. This could be either or. So I'm not just specifically talking about like at work. This is really for things you want to get done at home in your personal life, with cleaning or finances or whatever. And you can also apply this to work too. So it's really kind of anywhere in your life where you're trying to get things done. Another tip, kind of like what I was just referring to, is really to get the most important and daunting task done first. So I'm sure some of you have heard the phrase eat the frog. So the frog is that item on your to-do list that you do not want to deal with, but it's also usually something that's really important that you have to get done. And it's that thing that you usually keep pushing to the next day because you just don't want to do it. It's maybe you just don't know how to approach it. So eating the frog is getting that task off your list that you've been dreading, and you want to do that first thing. I know for me, it's usually something that I'm not really quite sure how to handle. So instead of just trying to figure it out, it'll just continue to sit there because I don't want to deal with it. I don't know how to address it. And it's one of those things where if you just say, okay, this is what I don't want to do, so I'm going to do this first, and just put your highest energy to getting that done. Because not only do you keep procrastinating on those types of things, but when those aren't done, they can also impact your ability to work productively on your other tasks because they're always in the back of your mind distracting you. So try practicing eating the frog when you're about to start to get some work done. Do that one thing first that you've been dreading and you really need to get off your list. And I'm sure this has happened to all of us, but how many times have you done that one thing that you've been procrastinating on, and you find out that it was so much easier than you thought it would be, and now you're like, why didn't I just do this when it first came on my list? Because sometimes if we're not sure how to handle things, we can kind of make them feel like they're going to be so overwhelming and so difficult. And then when we actually just jump in and do it, so many times they wind up being so much easier and take so much less time than we had kind of envisioned. So yeah, just try and eat the frog. Do that first. Okay, another thing is, do you not feel motivated? Are you maybe not getting using your productive time best because you don't feel motivated? So understanding that motivation comes usually after you've started working, not before, can really help you get moving. How many times have you decided to get a little bit done on a project that you wanted to work on, and suddenly you find yourself taking it way further than you planned on? That's because motivation usually comes after you've started doing something. For example, this can get us in trouble with projects in our house. Like sometimes you want to like reorganize the coats, and next thing you know, you're dumping the entire contents of the closet on your floor to sort through. That's because once we start moving on something, that builds the motivation. So you have to kind of start working on something, and then once you start working on it, you start feeling that motivation flowing, and it's just kind of committing to starting that can kind of build that. So don't focus on so much, I don't feel motivated, so I don't really want to start this yet, I want to wait till I kind of have the motivation to do this. Just commit to getting a little bit done, and often you'll find just by starting, it's going to build that motivation to keep you going and then wanting to get more done, and you'll be able to accomplish things. So don't wait to feel motivated, because sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. And if you always wait until you feel motivated to do something, you're going to get a lot less done because you're not often just going to always feel motivated and want to get going. But it will build as you start doing things. And consider if you need to give yourself a break to re-energize yourself. When we're really busy, it can be so tempting to push ourselves to just keep going because we feel like we have so much to get done. And if we take time to take a break, we're just not going to get done everything that we need to finish. But sometimes when we keep doing high energy work for extended periods of time, it can really drain us. And while we might think that we're still doing the work, we're getting more done, but we could be working at a less efficient pace because we're burning out. So taking a break can really help re-energize you and help you perform better at whatever you're trying to do. Like, your break doesn't have to be long. Even just getting up and getting away for 10 minutes can really help reset your energy. And I know, especially I work from home a lot now, and I've been trying to make it a point to stop working and do something else during my lunch break, because you can so easily be tempted to just sit there and just keep working through. And by getting up and getting something else done, it really just gives you that like mental break. And then when you come back after your lunch break, it can really kind of re-energize you and get you working more productively and more efficiently because you're not burned out and drained. And I've also been trying to make it a point to take another couple of short breaks at times during the day just to kind of break things up, even if it's just like 5 or 10 minutes to get up and just kind of move around, maybe go do something quick in the house. But it's just kind of breaking up and giving your brain a little rest so that you can get back to working at your full potential. It's just even like one thing I do sometimes is doing like a little bit of exercise, just like nothing major. I have this app actually called Workouts for Women. And anybody can use it, obviously. It's not just specifically women exercises, but I don't know, whatever. It's called Workouts for Women. But there's like little 7-minute workouts you can do. And they're easy things. It's like maybe like, I don't know, arm lifts, like raising your arms or doing lunges or whatever. Just like little simple things like that. And you just follow along with the app. But, it can take you away, give your mind a break. It's something to do to focus on, so you're not just kind of like taking a break and just wandering aimlessly or scrolling on your phone or whatever. But it's just something nice to kind of build a little energy, and then you're like on a kind of like a time limit, and then you can get right back to work. So that was something that I found helpful for with taking a break. So that's kind of all I have to say about the topic today. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I don't want to talk just to talk. These were the things that I thought of, about making the most of your productive time. But I definitely think it's really about, one, figuring out what time of day you really enjoy getting things done most, and then picking those high priority things and doing that thing that you're dreading. Do that first. And if you try doing that first, you'll be motivated to get other things done because you'll feel so good that you got that awful thing off your list. And it really does make a difference, because I'm telling you, when you have those things on your list, even though you're putting it aside, it's still always there in the back of your mind, and it really impacts how you're getting other things done, because you have that like uneasy feeling knowing that you really should be working on that task. So try getting that done first and see how that might help you. So that's it for today. I hope this episode was helpful in some way to you. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can also find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group on facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you might listen from. And I would love it if you'd screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see that you're listening. And also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be so helpful to me. That's what Apple looks at, like especially on Apple Podcasts. That is what they look at for determining who to put this show to in the results. So it really would help me grow the podcast, which I'm working really hard to try and do that. And thank you so much for those of you who left recent reviews. I just got another really, really nice review within the last few days. And again, every time I get one, it just makes my day because it's just so nice when people take the time and write something about how they're enjoying your show or how it's helping them. So I really appreciate those. But yeah, any review, I'm not asking you to, you have to write something long and amazing. Any positive review would be helpful. But it just, I am really trying to grow the show, and that helps get the show out there to more listeners. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.